If anyone asks why you're in such a good mood, just tell them 88.5 KEOM. I'm Jacob Pulowski, and today we are interrupting our normal programming to go center stage with Mesquite ISD Superintendent Dr. David Vroonland. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. V.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, I found a statistic on childmind.org that said that almost 1 in 3 students meet the criteria for an anxiety disorder by the time they're 18, and that kids nowadays are twice as likely to be seeing a mental health professional as people our parents' age back in the 1980s. I know many of my friends, and myself included, are constantly feeling stressed out, anxious, and tired due to school and the work they give us. Why do you think there are more students nowadays that feel more of these issues compared to back then?
Well, I'm not certain I'm an expert in this arena, but based on your tagline, I'd say they're not listening to KEOM. But but in all seriousness, I think that there are a couple stressors out there. One, it's a much more competitive environment our kids are walking into, and I think they know that. Growing up when I did, I was a graduate in the 80s, so I guess I'd be in your parents' group. But growing up then, you know, while we definitely had stress, stress is a part of life. Everyone has to deal with managing stress. It seems to me there are a couple things. One is that you have this highly competitive environment right now. And I think we become really sensitive to this competitiveness rather than realizing the realities that it doesn't always matter exactly what college you get into. It doesn't. You can be successful in a variety of different pathways. It may not even matter necessarily in today's era that you even go to college. I know that sounds really strange for a superintendent to say, but it's actually true. There are so many folks now who are leaving high school systems prepped for a workforce and finding success there. I think the other thing that is missing too is a lack of connectedness to passion. We become so accountability driven, so focused on kind of standardization of life almost. And I've spoken out against this quite a bit, but by that what I mean is everybody has kind of the same pathway. And we haven't made room for young people to really zero in on their passions blended with their aptitudes, right? Those two things need to come together. And I feel like, and you could probably answer this, any one of the young people in the room could probably answer this, and that is, if you're attached to your passion, and you've all been there, something that you've loved doing, maybe it's this right here, do you find it stressful, or do you find that stress to be minimal and more exciting? That would be my question back to you. Maybe a bit rhetorical, maybe not. But for me, I think the more I'm connected to my passion, the less stressed I am in life. I think there's some to that, right?
Yeah. Well, I feel like with a lot of kids, it's more so they don't have the passion because it's mainly, it's not something that's a big interest, but it's so expected and pushed onto them from teachers and parents that they are expected to be the best that they can be, which not a false, it's not a bad thing to expect. But, for this in particular school and being competitive and, getting into one of the really good colleges and getting that higher education, it stresses people out. It's not, a lot of people would view it as not necessary in its entirety,
right,
with how important it is, long term,
right,
with your life. So I feel like a lot of students do, and if I'm wrong, anybody else here can point me out, just views that they're just not connected to it and they're being forced to connect it to it.
And that's my perception of it. That's the way I see it. And we're actually meeting with our PTA leads and our board on Wednesday to discuss this very topic of how can we better connect education to the passions and aptitudes of students, not just because of stress issues. So I don't want to just kind of lay it out on that, but it's also because I believe the current world demands that. But I'm going to add something else that I think leads to your stress, and I think it's a bit self-imposed, and it's something that students can manage if they just choose to manage it. And because of all the distraction, I'm going to, kind of put out an opinion here that's not based in fact probably, but someone could support me on it. But because of all the distraction of various media, from social media to television media to whatever else it may be, students are not managing their time as well. They're staying up way too late. Those things are contributors to stress. And perhaps our students don't know that, but they are absolute contributors. Lack of sleep, lack of management of time creates stress that you can control. It doesn't mean there's not going to be stress in your lives, right? That's going to happen. But you can control those pieces. And I want to encourage our students and I want to encourage our parents, put the phone down at some point, right? Put it down. It's controlling you more than you think. And it's distracting you in such a way that you end up putting stress, especially academic stress, on your life because all of a sudden you're in a, and I know this because I have two boys, all of a sudden you're in a space of, oh gosh, I got to get. And it's like you're doing it at 12 o'clock at night, which is a really bad time to be doing anything other than sleeping. Yeah. I really want to encourage this. The other thing is health. So physically, get out. Go. And this is coming from people who coach me. And that is you've got to get your rest, 7 hours minimum. You've got to exercise on a regular basis. And then that will help manage your stress. Now, that being said, I go back to what I said before. I still think you're growing up in a significantly more competitive time than when I did. And I don't think your students are as focused in on, because of accountability, because of the way we structure things, on their passions. We're spending so much time studying for exams that we're not actually spending time focused on what we want to become and who we want to become. And an example of that, in most countries across the world, students will take a total of 3 standardized tests during their entire time of schooling. You guys will take well over 100. And that's part of, I think, the formula that's led to this problem. And we need to have an open dialogue about this, and we need to talk about how that's not just affecting our students emotionally and spiritually, but also how it's perhaps not preparing them as well as we could be for their future, whatever that orientation will be.
Well, going into that, what kind of education are teachers themselves getting to help students cope with all this stress and anxiety?
Right. I think probably the most important thing we're providing our teachers is an understanding of what they see in terms of indicators of too much stress. If they're seeing those things, and we want them to then turn to our experts. And we do have experts in all of our schools. And we have incredible counselors who've all been well-trained. And we actually have free counseling for even families who are dealing with stress, things that are affecting their children. That may not be known across the district, but we actually have it right over here across the street from this building. We provide nighttime free therapy sessions for folks who are not managing stress very well in their lives. And so there are things that our counselors are very skilled in managing. And if our teachers can recognize the signals that our students are not managing their stress well, which is what we want, that's helpful. The other thing is, frankly, forming relationships with students. You guys know this in this room. The relationships you have with your teachers matters a great deal in terms of what you're going to confide. And that leads to hopefully healing and a better place for a student who's dealing with stress that's a little out of control. I want to again I don't want to use the word stress. I want to again say, though, stress in by itself is not a bad thing. We all have stress in our lives that pushes us to do things. It's when the stress overtakes us and overwhelms us that it becomes a bad thing.
So some of my classmates, you know, the people in here as well, have told me that at Mesquite High School, they have a wellness room where students can go and spend a few minutes in a relaxing atmosphere. Do you know of any other schools that have anything like this to help their situations?
I'm not familiar with the wellness room. That's a great concept. I like that. I'm not surprised Mr. Sarpy would do something like that and his counselors, because he really focuses in on making certain students feel good as they're in school, and I think that's a positive thing. But I know we have restorative circles going on in all over the district where students are actually coming in and almost de-escalating from the moment they get into the building, which is a good thing. We've got more and more of that going on all the way down at the elementary level, all the way through high school levels, where students are coming together and being more open about the stresses in their lives and things that are affecting them. And getting that off their chest is a good thing. We are examining, and I think some of our schools are actually doing some yoga stuff, which isn't a bad thing. We've learned a lot about yoga lately, and I'm not talking like spirituality stuff. I'm talking about just quieting your body for a period of time and getting yourself in a good space. So there are people dealing with different ways of kind of approaching wellness and getting students' minds in a good state as they prepare for the school day or as they're dealing with the school day.
So what else do you think respective schools or the district as a whole can do to help alleviate anxiety and stress and all of that in our students? Like, is there anything more specifically that each individual school or, in fact, district-wide people can do to help the students understand and also the parents help understand the situations that are going inside, you know, each of us individually?
And there's so many things, but I'm going to try to list them as best I can. One, obviously, is understand our counseling services and our expertise in counseling. We have an exceptional one. It's been recognized statewide. And so that would be something I would just encourage people, if there are students out there or parents out there concerned. And, of course, what I'm talking about is that super high level of stress that's really disrupting the lives of someone. They need to recognize and approach that. Secondarily, I think as a district, we are looking at things around time management, stress management, planning, study skills, things that reduce the overall pressure on someone if they know how to do those things properly, right? Because a lot of the pressure is academic, and so we need to get at that. Thirdly, it's what I discussed before, which is, can we start, and we're working on this, we're actually in a project with Google right now, but we are working on, can we start crafting the educational experience of a child more around their choices and more around their passions and aptitude while still meeting the standards, right? We still need to learn math, science, history, but can we do that different so that it's something that the student is more in touch with, feels connected to? And I think that in itself would reduce a tremendous amount of stress because they would basically be engaged in learning in a way that they want to be engaged in learning.
So with students, do you think there's a better way or a way in general to help shed lights or bring attention and awareness to all of these, you know, very many ways to help deal with these issues and cope and the various, you know, ways that Mesquite provides to help with us and to bring more awareness on what you said about the competitiveness and understanding our own passions. Do you believe there is a way to help bring more awareness to these?
Absolutely. And actually, I'm looking at it. It's you. It's the students in this room. It's actually not the adults. I learned this a long time ago, and you know this to be true. When the adults are telling you things that are coming on or things that are in the space that you might want to access, we know what's happening in the ears of a lot of young people, right?
Yeah.
It's not entering. And then they wonder why they don't know about something. But when students with a student perspective are educating their community, and guys, I really firmly believe this, you need to take more ownership over your community. That's your fellow students that we're talking about. When students are actually advocating on behalf of their fellow students by getting that information out there, like we are right now on the radio or in social media, hey, are you aware of? Or when you know a friend is dealing with stress, rather than just letting them kind of sit out there and struggle, connect them, you know, get them connected. You guys are the best source of this, frankly. And using your minds and using a teenage perspective to get this message out is going to be far more impactful than me doing my usual announcements on the thing or putting, over the intercom or doing it on the television as it is today, right? You put it up there on the television, it's up there on a slide, and you guys, for the most part, if we were to acknowledge the truth, it like went by, you know, it went by and you were focused on getting some late homework done or something of that nature. But when it's coming from students via your way of communicating, I think it can be much more impactful. And so I would put it back to you to connect with our counselors, connect with the things that we have in place for students, and then say, how as a student can I help my fellow students?
Do you think there is a role at home with the parents that help that play a huge part in getting these students to be more aware?
Absolutely.
Or getting these students to start connecting with others and start making these connections that help each individual with their own issues?
Absolutely. The first role at home, and I hope this doesn't sound like a judgment because it's not intended to be, but the first role is parents need to be more engaged in the lives of their children. and I shouldn't say more because that's a judgment. Parents need to be engaged. If they are, wonderful. If they aren't, they need to step up and get engaged. And raising children is a very difficult task. I will acknowledge that. I've raised two, and it's not an easy thing. But, hey, it was by choice that we became parents, and so it's our obligation as parents to engage in their lives more, to have an awareness of what's going on around them. So from our perspective, we need to continually push things like read, play, talk to our parents and encourage them to read and play and talk with their children every day so that they're better aligned with what's going on in their lives. Second thing is parents, frankly, they need, like I said earlier, they need to set a moratorium on that social media stuff for their children, not because it's a bad thing. I'm not here to condemn social media in all its forms. What I'm saying is get you off of it for a period of time so you can actually get away from that screen. That's not always a good thing. And always being in touch with that is not a good thing at all, especially from a management of stress and time. It's not. So I would encourage that on the part of parents. And then our job is to continue to communicate as we do through various forums into the home as best we can. Here are the things we offer. Here are the things we can do to help. And hopefully with those things combined, we can really help our students manage their stress and time better.
A lot of students, and I know this is particularly true for me personally, they view social media as that's obviously the modern day of, you know, building these connections with others.
Right.
But they also use it as kind of an escape from all the homework and all the projects and work coming from school. So when all the stress comes to them and they all build up this ball of anxiety and everything, mm-hmm. they always resort to social media. Is that necessarily an issue in itself, or is it just the other effects of social media that...
It's what you were just describing there. It's not a bad thing, except... what I see is it's not done in that order. It's done social media first, which creates the stress because it encumbers on your time.
Yeah.
And instead of getting first things done first, which is not as much fun in many cases, the work that you're having to do, you may not really enjoy, you may not really want to be doing. but it's one of those things that then you put pressure on yourself to do at 11 o'clock at night. Instead of getting the work done first, and it's prioritizing, that's part of time management, but it's getting that work done first, then turning to your social media for fun and relaxation and whatnot. That's why I said social media in itself is not the problem. It's the time spent in it and when you're spending time in it that's the problem.
I can agree with that. You know, when you put it that way, mm-hmm. I understand more clearly.
Yeah.
Well, I do think our time is almost up. Is there anything you would like to say on this topic or just leave it at that?
No, I really do want to say a little bit more because I just think it's so important. I appreciate, one, that you brought this topic up. It's a unique topic to be bringing me in. As I'm not an expert, as I was telling you, probably should have had my wife here. She's a clinical psychologist. I'm a superintendent of schools, right? But I have had a lot of experience with this. And here's the bottom line. You're not my child, but I care deeply about you, believe it or not. Everyone in here I care deeply about.
Well, thank you.
And it's sincere. And teachers care deeply about the children that they educate. And everyone working in our schools cares deeply about the children that they're working for and working with. I think the thing that I just want to encourage our children to do and our parents to do is pay attention to what's going on in your life. If you're feeling high levels of stress, if those pieces of stress are encumbering on your life and your ability to function properly, I just really want to encourage you to please reach out to a teacher, reach out to a counselor, go to an administrator, someone in that building, because they do care and they're going to provide the proper interventions. I think, you know, today's world has enough stress in it as it is. We described some of those things, and I didn't tell you this part, but based on international studies, the American student is one of the most stressed students in the world. And so there are other factors besides what we talk about academically that are stressing students, including violence and things of that nature that need to be dealt with. But the bottom line is I can't deal with those things because I'm not in a position to manage that. What I'm in a position to do is offer advice to my young people that I care about. If you're feeling it, if it's encumbering on your life, please reach out. Don't just sit in that. I don't care, you know, what you think you can handle. Don't sit in it. Reach out. Let someone know. And let us help you.
Well, all right. This interview has been really hitting close to my heart here. Thank you so much for coming out to talk to us today, Dr. V. And I'm Jacob Pulowski. And this has been Center Stage here on KEOM with Dr. David Vroonland, Superintendent of Mesquite ISD Schools.
What you hear on 88.5 FM is what you hear on